Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna. You make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Lick you from your head to your toes. Then I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. When I wanna you make it so good, I don't wanna leave, but I gotta
I wanna get you in the Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick for tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Don't stop. Keep the door locked. Don't knock while the boat rock. We go by the robots, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Outside and call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop and just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park to the point to the flatland. That man ain't ludicrous. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it. Lover gon' see, I cast them and I pass them, get a tight grip.
And I pass them.
What's up, everybody? Yeah, baby, it's your man, DMV Kale, Lady T, in the place to be, Kale's Corner, where we give you what we wanna. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing amazing, bro. I'm doing really amazing things.
I love amazing. You know, I love when you say amazing, because I get a little piece of that. You sprinkle a little bit of that amazing dust through the air when you know, because Trees, I'm gonna tell you, y'all. A thought just ran through my mind.
Okay.
I'm not even going to talk about the things that irked me, you know, the things that have irked me just today, getting on the show, coming to the show. I'm not going to give the devil that power. You feel me?
Yes.
I'm not going to give him that power. All I'm going to say is, devil, you a bama. You know what I'm talking about? You a bama. And your monkey hind part don't stop this show. I got that off my chest.
There you go.
I'm amazing now. I feel amazing now. Ooh, goodness gracious. They say it's power in words, man. And yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It was definitely some power in that. Because girl. I'm coming to see you after the show, T. But,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, how are you today? You said amazing already, didn't you?
Yeah.
Girl, okay.
I'm amazing. It's all good, bro.
My head is scrambled. Look, where the grandbaby at? I want to hear her voice. I need her voice. I need that baby energy, man.
KK!
Yes, call her to us. Y'all deal with us for a second. Welcome to Kale's Corner. Everybody,
yeah.
We hope you had a beautiful day, a beautiful evening, and you're ready to make this show beautiful along with me and my beautiful co-host. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
He coming.
Yeah. I just need to hear one. You okay, Uncle Kale?
Okay, Uncle Kale. Say it loud.
Hey, KK. How are you, baby?
Say hello. She's real shy right now.
Hi. It's no problem. It's no problem. That's my boo. I know when I come down there tonight, she's going, oh, okay. So, yeah, I'm cool with that. I just needed that burst of energy from her because I'm telling
she said
y'all.
She love you, Ken.
Oh, Now you want to make me cry. Now,
you heard it that time?
Yes. Now you want to make a bama cry. See? Now
okay.
You want to make a bama cry. And look, and my mind instantly goes to everyone I need to apologize to the lady that was on Bach Road who was trying to turn right but the lane was filled for her to turn in, and I jumped from behind her and called her all type of everything except for a child of God. I apologize. I'm sorry. To my Reese cup, who made me madder than mad. I'm sorry, baby. I am so sorry. You know my attitude, man. You know my attitude and how I get when things. I kept looking at the clock tree. I was like, damn, I'm gonna miss the start of my own show. Damn, I gotta get there. And look, every light turned red. Every time got in the way. And I was just like, devil, you a liar. No, you are not going to have a victory on me today. Okay, now, Therese, I need to know what made your day amazing. Could you please tell me?
Yes, I can tell you. From the show we did on Tuesday, generated a lot of traffic in TNT fashion. So I was up from yesterday to today, and I'm still, like, right now, still placing orders. People still doing orders. Like you're coming over today to get the boots, and it's just been amazing. And I have new hats in, like Nike fitted hat. The snapback, you know, the little piece that snap in the back, I got them in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I just posted them, and I already sold, like, six of them. So, I mean, it's amazing. So I'm doing
that's
good. So that's what's making me be amazing. And then let me just really say this part. I have the most amazing husband, okay? Like, he's so supportive of everything that I do. Like, he's really a support. You know, I can lean on. So that makes it a lot better when you got somebody that you can lean on.
Yes, it does.
You know?
Yes, it does. And Tang, I'm going to tell you like I told Marcus. DMV Kale rubbing off for you. keep that queen like the queen she is. Trust me, your life will be way more better as a result of it, and that's what's up. It ain't nothing like when your joy coming from in your household, you know what I'm saying? Because joy that's in the house, man, you can go to that joint anytime you feel like you need it. You can go and get what Pac-Man call it, the power pellet. Well, I'm saying
the
joy
power
pellet.
Yeah,
you can go and bite you a joy pellet and you'll be all right. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, y'all. On today's episode, we will discuss the NBA's latest news and rumors. You know, I tell y'all, I'm free online preparing for the show, and the internet, young, it's a bowl of spaghetti. That's all. It's a bowl of spaghetti, y'all. Because one story leads you here, one story leads you there, and you like, man, come on, which one really is it? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off to y'all what was stated online, and we'll have a conversation about it. Kobe Bryant's wife, y'all, she the results over her lawsuit, you know, and there are people that are coming out and stating, you know, well, Kobe wasn't the only one in that accident, and he wasn't the only one that they displayed unwillingly a family member. So, you know, she won her lawsuit, but you got people protesting, not the lawsuit, but they want their money, basically. So we're going to discuss that. The Ball Brothers, man. LaMelo, Lonzo, Bujo Ball. Why are these dudes so physically unable to stay, you know, with their teams? Why is it always a problem with this? I have an idea, and I'm going to discuss it with you guys, and I want you to tell me how you feel. Kevin Durant, he debuted with the Phoenix Suns. What do you think about his output? 23.6 rebounds, 10 for 15, shooting 4 assists. Yeah, we're gonna discuss that, you know. And then we're gonna talk about the NFL and the upcoming draft, you know. T and I came up with the idea of what we wanna do, and we're gonna show mm-hmm. you all tonight. We're gonna start the ball to rolling, and we're expecting you guys to continue it. We want you to look up your team, tell us whose your team is, tell us what draft picks they have in each round, what number they will be drafting, and possibly all of the prospects that are up for grab that they may be choosing to join their team, your team. So, yeah, we're going to make a little fun with that. And that segment we're going to call Your Word, because we want to hear your word on your team. Everybody know San Francisco to the bone. Everybody know DMV Kale, Blue, Burgundy, and Gold. I need to know you guys' teams. I need to know what you guys think. We need to know you guys' teams and what you guys think, all right? That's what's up. Like I say, Lady T and I will start the ball rolling tonight. But, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, and so on, up until the draft, it's up to you guys to talk about your team and mm-hmm. prospects that they may get. Okay. All these topics and much more on this Thursday, Friday episode of Kale's Corner. Join Lady T and the Online Corner crew. The Online Corner crew. That's my betting them, y'all. Holding it down. You know, and on our Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. On Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Or join DMV Kale and all our live in studio guests at 563-999-37, different kind of sports talk situation. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah, because we hit it all, speak it all, and do it all, okay? All right, now, because of time, y'all, I'm going to just go right into this NBA latest news. And the news is on Ja Morant. He is accused of punching a teenager and assaulting a security officer. Now, when I read the story, it went as this. Ja's mom was at the mall, Galleria Mall in Memphis last summer, y'all. Last summer. This is when this story is from. When she had a dust-up with an employee at the Finish Line shoe store. We all know the Finish Line. We've been there. She proceeded to call Morant, and Morant arrived with nine of his homies, when Ja's entourage was approached by security. One of Ja's folks, Mush. Y'all know what mush is. We all remember when somebody take their hand and put it in your old face and mush you, push you. Yeah, well, they did that to the guard, and he hit his head on a wall, a glass, whatever. He hit his head. My problem with this, number one, Tree, if my son, Emmanuel or Elijah, are positive members of society, I'm not calling them to the mall for no beef, Tree. I'm just not. I'm not going to put them at jeopardy or put them in a harmful situation because I had some words with somebody at the mall. Now, let me say this real quick, Tree. And you mm-hmm. tell me if I'm wrong for this.
Okay.
I think the Morant family ghetto, yeah. I'm really starting to believe they ghetto, yeah. I'm really starting to believe they are ghetto. So, I'm serious, yeah. I mean, listen, this is a beef that my buddies have had, and they called around and tried to get everybody to come, you know, be at their side. And I'm like, bruh, I'm not getting involved with that. Are you crazy? No, man. Especially now at 51, I'm not getting in no mess with nobody that feels violence is the way they should go. And then John got into it. He had a pickup game at his home, right? Young boy got upset at Ja, threw the basketball, hit Ja with the basketball. This Bama pulls a gun on him. Really? Really? Then first of all, you should know who's coming in your home, first of all.
Right.
And somebody coming in your house without respect for your house. Girl, I remember one time, I know I'm rambling, y'all, but real quick. I remember one time when the fellas used to come over and we used to play Madden, right? Preach. We would have tournaments. We would have like 3 TVs set up and everybody playing Madden to the wee hours of the morning. Well, one time, this dude that I didn't know, my buddy was like, oh, nah, he cool, Kill. He cool. He can come, man. I'm telling you, he a respectful dude. He curry like we curry. I said, okay. Reese walked from the back to the kitchen. Treese, this nigga was looking at her. Oh, excuse me. This Bama was looking at her like she was a fried pork chop sandwich with hot sauce. Yes. I mean, and he watched her from the time that, you know how, into my living room area, I have the Redskins blanket, the Washington blanket up.
Yeah.
So
when
baby girl came from behind that blanket and was walking, I mean, this Bama proceeded to gawk and stare at her. And so what I did was put myself in the line of vision where Reese was going to end up. So he looking, watching. We meet eyes. I was like, can I help you with something, cuz? He was like, my bad, man, my bad. I was like, what, you ain't never seen a sexy woman before in your life? I was like, Tim, you got to go, man. I'm in the middle of my game. You was in the middle of your game when you was staring at my woman. You got to go, son.
Right.
I'm not saying it no more. And,
yeah,
and the dude, not just him, the dude that invited him.
Yeah,
you got to go,
yeah,
too.
He got to go, too.
You got to go, too. Listen, you got to know who's in your home, man. You got to know. But that with that said, I'm finished. Go ahead, T.
I mean, just like you said, right? You got to know who in your home. Like, it was a pickup game. You know, anybody, you know, you thinking that they're your friends. See, people don't show you their hand. Like you made a statement earlier, they may be ghetto, right? Now,
yeah.
A lot of stuff comes with being ghetto. You know what I mean? A lot of stuff come with that. And even though you making money, that don't mean you still not ghetto. Right?
Mm.
You can take the person out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the person unless that person want that hood out of them.
Hello.
That's what I'm trying to say. And even though, like, the people was at his house, same thing could have happened. They could have vouched for that person, said that person was a good person, or that person could have, he could have known that person his whole life. But you don't know somebody until you make money, right? And now that person is down on his luck, and now he see an opportunity to be a fool at your expense.
Right.
So I'm just saying, you just got to know and, you know, just be aware of your surroundings when stuff, you know, seem funny, because I'm a real stickler for that. Like, if I see something going sideways or left, going to the left, I'm out of there, and everybody that's with me, out of there. Because I'm too old to go to jail, and I worked over the jail. So I'm not, what I look like. Some of my people still work there. They're gonna be like, is that Miss G? Like, I can't do that. No, ma'am.
Yeah.
No, sir. No, nothing.
Not at all. Yeah, I'm with you. Let's bring in Brother Ted here to the program. What's up, bro?
Hey, Ted.
What's happening, y'all? Good evening, Lady T. Good evening, Lady T. TNT Fashion. Good evening, Kels. Who's Kels Corner? Y'all got me laughing, man. And what y'all said was totally correct, man. From the ghetto part, you know, to everything. You know, I'm not going to even repeat
right.
it, but to everything y'all said was totally correct. I just want to add on as far as his mother.
Okay.
Why would you put your son in that predicament? He's worth $200 million. Okay. $200 million, like you say, you got to get that ghetto up out of you. You might have been raised up in it, but when you come to a certain level of money, you got to. Hey, not saying don't forget where you come from, but you got to act a certain way. You got to maneuver a certain way, you know, and you got to have changed your circle. And if nobody's if people in your circle ain't rolling like you rolling and adjusting, you know, like LeBron camp, that's why I'm gonna say about LeBron camp. Them boys, they put it together. You know what I mean? They got a conglomerate. They got an empire. You know, and you don't hear nothing about them getting in no trouble. So I'm gonna say as far as that. But like you say, dude, man, okay, know who's in your house like that. Hey. Like, hell no, I don't have too many people in my house. You know, he's welcome anytime, you know, and certain people, you know. Like you say, riff-raff, man, you got to go if you ain't coming correct, you know, for sure. So, but his mother shouldn't have did that. She should have talked to the manager, you know what I mean, or somebody above that. She should have been more classier than that. You know?
Yeah,
because if it takes for her to have a lawyer, if she's that defendant, you got $200 million. Your son got $200 million. Why are you going into that? You can order stuff off a line. Come on, man.
Come on.
You know, y'all get yourself in trouble. And I just saw Willie McGinnis got in trouble off a fight. You know, but I guess you'll get to that later. But you know, they got anger problems. They got anger issues, and they want to prove that they tough, you know. And everybody want to lash out and just choke somebody and this and that. And they got anger management issues, you know, and they can't control it. But $200 million,
I'm going to tell you, on my way back home from Fort Washington, in my head, I choked like 12 people, man. I ain't lying to you. I choked like 12 people in my head, man. And I said to myself, you know, you can have anger. It's a natural human emotion. It's what you do with that anger. It gets out of control. That's where it gets to a point where police are called and ambulance and all of these people. And all because you got mad and you got angry, but I called Debo, and hey man, I love my brother, man. I love brother, because I was screaming and hollering and yelling at Debo. Debo calmly said, "Bruh, you want to hear the good part now?" And I'm telling you, it all changed. The way I was feeling, everything, all changed. Now, I don't know with Morant what's going on, but LeBron had common sense to get him a Debo or a couple of Debos. Morant, you need to find you a Debo, bruh. You need to find you a Debo. Seriously. All right, let's take another call, y'all.
Hell.
I think this is the...
Before you take the next call, I want to say this, too. We are so quick, right? As dark Americans, right? Dark people. We are so quick to call on each other, right? Let's get it on. You want to, you know? I want to throw down, like, cause you disrespected me. You feel like you was disrespected. But if a Caucasian would have walked in there, you would have been still in there trying to reason with him and talking him down, and you would have never called your son. You know, people just, I mean, it's just a different, like, we supposed to have more respect for each other, ourselves, our own brothers, our own sisters. Like, that's where it starts. If we don't have more respect for us, nobody is going to never respect us. Because we so angry all the time. We so angry at each other all the time. All we want to do is argue, fuss, and fight. That's all we want to do. Like, I don't want to fuss with my brother. I don't want to fuss with my sister, even though we come from the same mama, but we came from the same forefather. So I don't want to fuss with them like that, right? I just don't want to do that. It just pisses me off. It really does.
Mm-hmm. Come on in, 57.
Hey, 57, Huckleberg.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
All right, how you?
All right. I heard you mention Kevin Durant and the Suns earlier, and about how do we feel about his game last night. I thought it was really pretty good because of the way he came in, the way he played. He didn't interrupt or disrupt anything they had already been doing. You know, Booker had a good game. He just seemed like he came in and blended in, didn't try to be the man. He just tried to blend in. And I think with that type of playing and that type of attitude, I think he really makes the Suns a much better team, almost a team that can't be beat, but we know how that goes. Anybody can be beat.
Right.
But now they got an inside presence. They got an inside presence. They're a fast team. They got a big man on the inside, so they can face up to the basket if they need to. And they got three good shooters out there. And Paul ain't got to be the man right now. You know, he can sit back and just, you know, ride on to the championship, because that's what I see right now. Unless I'm not gonna give up on Big Cat coming back, Anthony Towns coming back for Minnesota. I'm not gonna give up on them yet. Real quickly, you know, that's why I started off with Kevin Durant. I'm tired of talking about these guys that wanna, you know, get into fights and, you know, wreck their cars and take guns to people and everything. I'm tired of talking about that. I mean, come on. You know, it gets to a point where you got to realize that the picture is much bigger than where you're standing right now, you know. And I just, you know, if you ain't learned by what you read and what you've seen, then there's not too much more I can say. So I'm not going to waste my time on that. I'll listen to y'all on that.
Well, you know what, 57, I agree with you 1,000%. But at the same time, it amazes me the level of stupidity that some of these millionaires are stupid to. It amazes me. Listen, rest her soul. I love my mother to death. I love her. I love her even now, not being on this earth. But I ain't no millionaire dude, and my mother wouldn't call me if she got into something, you know. Now, and I would be upset. My twin would be upset, and we both would be like, Mom, why y'all ain't calling? And my mother would simply say, that wasn't your situation. That was my situation.
And plus, she knew what y'all would do.
I knew how to handle that. She knew how to handle it with coup and decorum. And she would not let anybody, no matter what type of day they were having, pull her out of her personality and who she was. This is why the word ghetto came to mind, Therese. This is why the word ghetto came to mind. Because people that act ghetto or are ghetto, it doesn't matter where they the ones we see out at the nice restaurant with the tablecloth and the candles, picking their teeth with the menu. You know, they the ones we see fall off their meal and unbutton their pants right in the restaurant. there are just certain things that people with common sense and a thought of how this would affect people, there are certain things that they just don't carry on with. So I'm with you 100%, 57. I really am. But it's just, it amazes me how these guys are allowing themselves to be taken out of their world. Dude, you're in the NBA. You're a millionaire now. You're in a different world, man. Tax time.
Exactly.
It's not just when you go shopping. It's everything you do now. And that's another thing that I admire about LeBron James. When we hear a story on LeBron, guess what? It's basketball related. Always. Talking about his podcast that he has with his buddy. And guess what? LeBron's so squeaky clean, they tried to dig up dirt on his buddy. I can find anything. Because you know why? Them dudes ain't about nothing but making money and a difference. Serious. So I commend him for that. I commend him for that. And Ja, I hope you grow up, bro. I hope you grow up, and I hope that your mom realizes what's at stake when it comes to you. I hope she really does, man. You know?
I bet you his father had something to say about that. Like, I bet you his father probably said, why did you call him? Like, why did you do, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can almost guarantee it. Because his father looked like, you know, he that stern type, you know, dude. Like, he don't go for too much. Like, I know he probably said, why you ain't call me? Like, why you ain't call his uncle or somebody? Why you ain't just walk away? Like,
who was he going to help?
He might have said something. I'm quite sure because we ain't heard none of this stuff. And this really happened a year ago.
Help his who?
Yeah. Mom.
He was going to help his mom.
His mother.
Well, fellas, I'm going to say this now. Like I said, when it comes to that, all mothers ain't good mothers, but my mother is my mother. I thought maybe it was a cousin or something. If it was a cousin, somebody like that, I'm like, huh. First of all, if I got money, I'm not leaving my house to help anybody if it's not a brother, sister, mother, father, you know.
Okay.
Cousins, you call me and let me know how much the bail is. I help you that way. But I'm not coming to participate in no fight. Now, Mom, I just have to be there, and we have to discuss everything afterwards. I didn't know it was Mom.
Well, that's what they're doing now. Yeah. They're discussing everything afterwards. But my thing still, as a mother, I'm a mother, Kale. I mean, 57, I'm a mother. If my son, if I know my son is making millions and millions of dollars and that's going to be in state for him, I'm going to tell him, okay, I'm not even calling him. That's number one. I'm not even calling him. I have Morant has a dad she could have called. He has uncles that he could have called, right? He got the pastor.
Right.
It's the man down the street next door.
But we all don't do things the same. You know?
You're right.
I don't know. Do we know that she's the one that made the phone call? How about she didn't make the phone call? Maybe somebody else made the phone call.
She said it 57.
You know?
Can I chime in right quick? I'm sorry.
She said it herself.
But with that 57 still, okay, that's cool. If you know whoever called him, he should still respond in a different way. He worth $200 million, bro. You know what I'm saying? Say he would have pushed must that dude, and that dude could have got a concussion, you know, or whatever. But you know, he got to respond a different way. Yeah, I understand.
Okay,
they said whoever called his
Ted.
Mother.
Let me ask you this,
yes,
Ted. I understand what sis is saying, that maybe the mother shouldn't have called him. Okay, I can go with that. The mother did that. But Ted, Kale, and any other man on this, or any other man or anybody else on this podcast right now, if you hear about your mother in some trouble, your mind has just went blank. All you're thinking about is helping your mother. What
degree was the trouble? Well, you know what I'm saying?
And you don't care. I wouldn't care what degree or trouble my mother was in.
Yeah.
If she was in some trouble, I'm going to be there. It doesn't matter.
It ain't a matter of being there, but it's a matter of how you respond. It's a matter of how you respond, though.
She might have called in a panic. Like,
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Sis was right. She should have called her father or somebody else, but she called her son. Her son gonna respond, and when he respond, you know the way you gonna respond if someone says, "Hey man, they're over here threatening your mother." Let's just go on what happened, not what could have happened. Let's go on what happened. Right. If somebody call you on the phone, Kale, and say they're at the mall threatening your mother, what are you gonna do? Forget about the money. Just what are you gonna do?
Well, I can tell you what I'm not going to do.
But you can't.
I'm going to tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to get nine of my buddies and go to the mall. So
what are you going to do, though?
Listen, the fact that
he called nine of his buddies. But I think they were already together. They were playing a pickup game, Kale. They was already together.
Yeah.
Like, they were all together anyway when he got the call.
Even still, I'm saying – I'm not going to escalate the situation, but I'm going to check on my mom to make sure she's
straight.
That's
what
straight.
I'm saying.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying right
check.
There.
I'm going to go and check on my mom. That's my mother. Yeah. And if I walk up and see the wrong thing, Kale going to act a fool. I'm keeping it 100 with y'all. Kale is going to act a fool. But at the same time, I walk up and they're just exchanging words. I'm going to be with her to show her support and all that. But later on, I'm going to call mom and be like, "Hey, mom, we can't get involved in stuff like this. We can't have that."
I'm with you.
You know?
I'm with you.
No, I'm not. I know you the mother and I'm the child, but mom, I'm worth $200 million. TMZ.
And like Ted said, order that stuff online if you need it that bad.
If you needed that bad, there's a such thing as too much money to be in public. You know what I'm saying? You got too much money to be in public. Yes.
Especially when people be targeting you. You know, they know. Well, let me try to get this payday, you know, and the old snippet fall syndrome, you know, and stuff. So you just got to, like you say, when you work that much, you got to maneuver different, you know, and have a different frame of mind.
Everybody got to maneuver different when you work $200 million, when your name is worth $200 million. Like, if my child was worth $200 million, that means I'm worth $200 million because they know if they get at me, he going to pay it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody is worth $200 million that's attached to his name. All of us are worth $200 million. You know what I mean? So we got to walk clear, walk straight, stay in your own lane, mind your business, and keep it moving. That's what you got to do.
And with social media being what it is, who do we think in Memphis don't know what Morant's mother looked like?
Right.
Everybody knows what she looked like. You know
trust
I'm
me. My folks is from Memphis. Man, trust me. Memphis is just a small PG county, bro.
Yeah, it's just a big
PG county. The first 3 years of COPS, every Wednesday, it was from Memphis, Tennessee. And they did that for three straight years. You know, Memphis ain't no joke, dog. Memphis ain't no joke.
It's straight ghetto. Yes, sir.
That's right.
Yes,
sir.
Yes,
me too.
They still
me
wearing
too.
Jerry curl down but, that bad boy.
Exactly.
But they mentioned today why Floyd Mayweather has bodyguards. You know?
He's worth $1 billion.
Exactly.
Right.
So he know people would try him, you know, and this and that. It's not a matter of, he got professional bodyguards and anything jump off. He ain't got to do nothing. Don't you know, he's cleared. So
get out the way.
That's how you maneuver when you're walking like that, because he's out there in the street. He's a young cat. He's out there. And see, these young, they're giving kids millions of dollars, man. These kids, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. You know, and they still trying to act. They 21,
like
and his culture is carrying guns now. That you know, they're carrying guns now. Go ahead.
My only defense to that, Ted, is all of those 18, 19, 20, 21 year olds in the NBA get millions of dollars, and we don't hear these stories about everyone.
I'm not saying all of them, Kel. I'm just saying some of them, a lot of them. I'm not saying all of them. You got, like I said, perfect example when LeBron had it. But I'm just saying a numerous of them that's coming in this league now are getting millions of dollars. And the ones that's acting up who don't have a good entourage or no good support system, you know, what placed around them, no good mentors, and they still acting ghetto. And then want to get with the coach. Look at the Alabama situation. You know, that player had a gun, and his teammates shot somebody and killed somebody, you know, killed that girl. So it's these coaches, these kids are carrying guns, from ghost guns to they having guns, you know, to being registered for guns, however they get them, but they're carrying guns, you know. So
I'm with you. I woke up. Hold on, 57. I woke up this morning, and every morning I get up at 4:30. First thing I do is turn on Channel 7 News. And, y'all, I mean the whole first block, all the way up until they got to weather and traffic, gun violence, children are overdosing on those drugs. And I'm just
like, no.
Fentanyl, yeah, thank you, Ted. And I'm like, man, I mean, what is the direction that we going in? Seriously, man. Shooting in schools, elementary, not even high schools, not even colleges. We're talking about elementary school. That's where I used to trade baseball cards. And the girls used to play double dutch and jack, stuff like that. We play tag, baseball. These kids are shooting now in these schools. And I was just, hey, 57, I had to turn the channel, man. I couldn't even watch. I said, I'm not going to start my day off like this.
It gets depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had a partner come up to visit me. He from Georgia. He came up to visit me. I said, hey, man, look, I'll be over there to pick you up about 5:15. In the meantime, turn the news on. He turned the news on. He called me like 5:10. He said, bruh, I had to turn the news off. I said, what happened? He said, man, it was like 15 people died in like 5 minutes. I'm like, hey, man, that's the way it is up here. You know? That's the way it is. You're in a big city. Yeah, you know? I just don't understand.
I can watch news everywhere. And if you pick any, especially Chicago. And I love Chicago. Like, go there twice a year, every year. But I can't watch it. It's too like they. It makes me want to take my blood pressure medicine. That's all. Let me just say that.
I just came from a funeral. My cousin was shot in the head. I mean, in between the eyes. Okay, a girl, but she shot it. She was shooting at the people and this and that. But like you say, Chicago. I'm from there. And yes, it's terrible. You
it's
know,
terrible,
and like I say, I mean, and see, yeah, I, thank you, appreciate it. And my cousin's still going through, and this is her second baby that got lost to gun violence. Okay, they shot up her boy, years prior to that. But then prior to that, they shot my cousin mistakenly for her son that they eventually killed. Okay, they shot him up 13 times. Yeah, so I know, and it affects me every time I hear it. So it's real, you know. So, you know.
I'm so sorry about Tina. Her, I'm
going
to
keep her in my prayer.
And I'm going to say this.
Okay.
As a father, man, I can't tell y'all last week, I got on Emmanuel because I'm like, bruh, text me, call me, something. Let me know you made it home off of that bus, you know? Let me know what's happening with you. And he like, Dad, I'm fine. I'm cool. I'm not worried about you. I'm worried about everybody around you, bruh. I'm worried about the people that you, at your young age, may not see the signs that you need to be beware or leery of. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, it's just crazy. And the news just makes you even more worried when it comes to your children or people that you love. They don't have to be your children. Just people that you love. Come on, bro, Shane.
Yep.
What's up?
Hey, Shane.
Kale's Corner family, much love and respect to all of y'all. How y'all doing today?
Hey,
all right.
What's up, brother?
No.
Hey, big brother. Let's see.
I am amazing. I'm amazing. That's what I got from your wife. I am amazing.
I know.
All right,
now.
That's the affirmation today.
I hear y'all talk about Java Rant, but I'm just going to say this, and y'all know, man, this is just how it is. Everybody, as we got older, we totally think different. At the age of 23, my mother couldn't call me, Slap. Because if I was shooting ball like we was doing or playing football, believe me, it was going to be a pack of dudes with me if I said my mom was in trouble. It's just how it's going to be. And I'm telling y'all the honest truth. My mom would get on this phone right now and tell you, she can't even call me. She can't even call me today.
She
will get home and tell me that something happened.
Yeah.
Because I'm still the same way from that. I don't care what nobody says. I sit down for her and a couple of other people, and I'm gonna do it standing on my head. Put it like that, and I'm going to leave it alone. That's all I'm going to say about it.
I got you. I feel you.
That's why I call you right now to this day.
Him and his friends, it's about 20 of them that hang from childhood to now that still stay together.
And we still shoot basketball. We're outside when it's summertime. So I can imagine if we up the court, and I'd be like, man, moms, all they're going to say, who? BG? Oh, let's go, because that's what they call her.
Basketball left on the court and everything.
Indeed. And it's going to still happen today. I'm telling you now.
Today.
It's going to still happen today. I'm not going to sit here and say, I'm going to think about this. And if I walk in the store and somebody going back and forth with him, he out of there. Put it like that.
They out of there.
I'm out of there. I ain't going to sit here and say and tell you.
I'm going to put it to you like this. You better not say nothing to my wife the wrong way.
Hold on,
I'm just telling.
But your mother, right? Your mother is from Southeast. I mean, we're not even from Southeast, and we ain't gonna say that. But your mom ain't gonna call you because she know you. That's what I'm trying to say. Even as a young guy. But hold on, even as a young guy, she always told you things that happened to her after the fact because she handled it herself.
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm trying to say. I'm not going to call my crazy son, right?
Yeah.
That's worth $200 million. I'm not calling him. I'm gonna call
his uncle.
We all agree with you on that.
To protect her son. That's a mother's job to protect her son. Especially, you know, and like you said, we ain't worth nothing. But, you know, our mothers can handle that. My mother's from Chi-Town. And so she can handle that herself also, you know. And she will tell them all. She will tell a sucker. She will MF. That's her word. MF. That's her favorite word. You up. You know what I'm saying? So. And carry a blade. So, you know what I'm saying? And what have you. But like you say, what we're saying, you know, and we definitely do that. That's real talk. We will do that because that's mom. But mom Dukes, you know. But like you say, she should have thought more better than that. It's security guards there. It's managers there. You know, it's 911.
Hey.
If she felt threatened, 911. I'm just saying, she just needs to thank for her safety of her son and also for their legacy. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
You know?
Listen. Our text-in brother, Debo, says, I know this is unpopular to some people, But regular citizens supposed to call the police. He is not a gangster. He's a professional athlete. Now everybody wants to be a gangster. He plays basketball, man. He plays basketball. And
thank you.
That's a great point.
But he didn't always play basketball. He didn't always play basketball, y'all. I want everybody to understand. Listen, you're not one thing. You're not one thing. I want everybody to stop saying that. He played basketball. So what? He's not one thing.
But it's what you are now, though.
Wait a minute. Let me make my point. He can't get angry. He can't be a person. He can't be a person that want to defend his mom. He ain't got to be no gangster type person. You don't got to be no gangster type person to want to defend your mother. Like, come on, y'all. Stop this. Where he only played basketball.
Hey.
Like, that's cut it.
This is not the only situation where Ja Morant has gone rogue. It's not. This is not the only situation.
That tells you that his attitude ain't going for it. That tells you that it's in him.
Yeah.
That she just can't call him. It ain't about being a gangster, none of that. It's in him to do what he got to do if he feel his back against the wall, y'all. Come on now. Y'all grew up out here. Y'all know how it is.
Well, I'm going to say this. When you're not in the ghetto anymore, you cannot respond in ghetto manner. You can't.
Hey, bruh.
When you are financially changing your family situation, it's up to not only you, but them to put thought into who you are and what you're doing now. You think
at 23, man? You don't think like that, man. At 23, you're thinking like that because you're 50 right now, bro. You're looking at the 50-year-old. I'm telling you, man, at 23, you're not thinking like that, dog. Your whole thing is my mom. You gone.
But he should be.
Hey, bro, I feel you. But
he's
not. If you just sat here and told me that that's not his first time, then that tells you that he might need to go see a psychiatrist then to help with his attitude problem. Because it's in him to react the way he's reacting. It happened numerous of times now. So it's in him. There's nothing you can do about it. And whatever trouble that man get into, like I just said, he's willing to do what he got to do. He's not tripping about that, y'all. I guarantee you that man, if he done did it numerous of times, he ain't tripping about that.
Well,
I'm just telling you how it is.
I feel what you're saying, and we've all, like 57 said, we all have mothers. Some of them still here. And we all felt the same way when it came to our mothers. All I'm saying is, Mom, you got to act with a little more decorum. Mom, you got to
call
me. Like you're calling me to protect you. You got to protect me. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
But like you said, that's the conversation you're going to have after everything over with. You just said that yourself. You said after it's over with.
Can I say this?
One of y'all said that after it's over with, I'm going to say, Mom, you cannot get me after that first time.
Yes.
And then if she called again and you do it, then I can understand that. But after that first time, I just heard you say, Ma, you can't get me in that type of situation. That might have been the first time that his mom called him, because all the other times it wasn't about his mom calling. It was just whatever he did.
Right.
That's true.
I can understand her having that conversation after that, but, man,
this is a funny conversation because – I'm with y'all, 1,000% Texas mom. I'm with y'all 1,000 on that, John. But when you're in a different tax bracket, you got to think differently. You have to. You can't be calling your son. You can't be calling your son up to the mall to handle weed. Exactly. Thank you, Dre. Thank you.
Can I say this?
Don't put the man in that situation. That's all. Go ahead, Ted.
That's good.
All right. Kevin Durant and his mother, where they from? Okay. Mike Finley. Okay. You know what I mean? They from the DMV area. Okay. Mike Finley and his mom. They from Maywood, from my area. That's Alberta. That's my little cousin Mikey. All right. Other numerous players I know from the hood. You know what I'm saying? They now in the pros. Like I say, their parents, they got to maneuver. You know, you don't want to get your son and people in jeopardy. Okay. Yeah, you from Southeast. You from Chicago. You from here and there. But when you become millionaires, man, you don't want to jeopardize that, especially $200 million. You know, mom need to, like I say, maneuver in a different way. Girl, mom need to tell whoever she was arguing with, girl, I can buy this whole store and go and just walk out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Throw everything down. I don't want it no more and go to another store. I don't have nowhere near $1 million, okay? Well, close. I'm broke as I don't know what. But if people ain't treat me right in the store, you know what I'm saying? I'm walking out. I'm putting it down and I'm gone. Because I know I have money to buy whatever I want to buy in that store. But if they don't treat me right like a respectful customer, I'm gone.
Ted, everything you said was facts. But she didn't do that. That's what we
know.
Saying we all think now what we should do and how we should do it. Everything you said is fact. Everything you said is fact. But at 23, if your mom call you, man, you dashing. You out of there.
I did that. I understand that. Hey, at 50, like you say, we're going to do that. All I got, if mom called me, you say she got a problem, all I got to do is make a phone call back there to my homies, to my cousins, and his own. You know, I understand
that's
that.
Right.
I completely agree with you guys. I completely agree.
Like you said, I can buy this store and I'm out of here. I'm gone. I don't want nothing from here. And that's how she should have dealt with it. I agree with you. But it didn't go down like that. She made the call and she came running. That's how it went down.
Hey, Debo said, tell them this is a conversation I'd rather have with them later because I need more time to get my point off. There you go, aggressive D. Call in. You know what I'm saying? Get your point off. Get that thing off, man.
What's up,
get that monkey off. Get that monkey off your shoulder, man. I understand. Like I say.
Don't call in, Debo. Don't waste your time on this bull.
I want to add something.
This is a complex conversation because there are points. There are points made on every aspect that I agree with 100%. There are points all around this that I agree with. And like Tank said, people are going to, if you used to walking outside your house with no shoes every day and carrying on with no shoes, that's what you're going to do. Walk around with no shoes. But all I'm saying is there comes a point in time where you have to realize shoes are required.
Put the shoes on.
But guess what? Who say he didn't have that conversation with his mother after it was over with? Because, like he might have said, "Mom, you know I'm gonna come. You cannot call me. You shouldn't even. He probably saying the same thing that you said, Ted. Mom, come on now. You could have walked out that store. You cannot call me with that."
Yeah, we probably had that conversation.
But you know, if mom got caught up in the situation, they might have called her the B word and it clicked her off. So she was like, "What?"
Certain
things tick you off, man. And she couldn't wheel back from it. She just couldn't. She shouldn't have called. She should not have called, but she did. And once she called. his mind is just in blank. Like, all he saw was where she was at. If she said she was at such and such store, that's all he can imagine is that store right now. How to get there as fast as he can and get to that store. He wasn't thinking about how we think right
now. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. The situation is always worse in your mind than it really is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think because my mind wanders. My mind wanders. And I tell Reese this all the time. Baby, you got to tell me everything. Because if with you dropping these little Hansel and Gretel breadcrumbs, my mind is thinking with every breadcrumb I find. So to prevent me from going off the rails like that, everything. Let me know what's happening. Case in point.
You just got to know your children. You got to know your people, period. You have to know your people, because even when I'm out and I get into something, I just handle it myself because I know calling Tang is going to be too much, right? It's going to be way too much. So I try to handle things. I try to pull back. I try to do a whole lot of things before I even have to call him. Because if I have to call him, that means it's over for whoever.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm talking about my 30-year-old self, my 40-year-old self, and my 50-year-old self. Always, you have to know who you're dealing with. Like, I know Tang is going to go off the chain. I know my daughter is going to go off the chain. I know my youngest son is going to go off the chain. But Darius, he going to say, Mom, hold on, what's going on? What's happening? Darius going to ask questions. Darius going to ask questions before he go off.
Analytical.
You have to know your family, period. You just got to know
Right. Come on in here, Cap. I hear you, Cap. Come on in here. What's your point today?
Hey,
what's
going on?
What's the basis of the situation?
He's talking about John Morant. His mama.
His mama called
him
to the mall.
To the mall. And he got in some trouble.
Oh, okay. I missed all that. But John Morant wants to be a basketball player, but he wants to be respected in the street. He's too concerned with the gang, with the street-like image, and that's going to jam him up. Now, I'm not saying the mom thing. We all coming. I'm with Tang. I'm just like Tang when it comes to that. I'm with all the smoke.
All the smoke.
We all with that.
Yeah, if my folks got to call me, I know something crazy done went down.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
So, but mama can't mess up the check now with no nonsense.
Pat, come on now.
Right.
Okay.
She cannot mess up the check.
Okay. I'm with you on that, Cap.
Listen,
I agree with what everybody done said. Everybody on this conversation that said something that was positive towards the conversation we having. I agree with something everybody done said. My only thing I'm gonna say is this: after everything is over with and we've calmed down, if we haven't had this conversation, I'm gonna go, Mom, look, anything you need, let somebody else go out and get it for you. Because if I got to come out for you, I'm going to kill somebody. So I need you not to go back out there, Mom, you know, because it's going to make it bad for all of us. This is what you need to understand, you know. You need to go somewhere. We got plenty of money, limousine, bodyguard, whatever.
Amazon.
You shouldn't be at the mall arguing with somebody in a store that you got more money at home than they got in the whole store. Shouldn't be happening.
And that
call a nephew. Call a nephew. Don't call a prize. Call a nephew.
Just don't
call
put yourself
somebody
in that situation. Because the chairman of the board is on the way to straighten this out, and he bringing the whole board of trustees with him.
Come on, man.
You're supposed to have somebody on the crew that take care of that. You know?
That's
and
right.
Then got,
she shouldn't be out by herself. She shouldn't be out by
so
herself.
Running like
that's your
that.
Mom.
Even in a gangster situation. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so if you got soldiers that are supposed to take care of things if you're important.
And,
you know? So.
And you know what? What, Cap, your point is the one that burns or irks me with this whole situation. Bruh, you are an athlete. You're a basketball player, okay? You're not a gangster. You're not. You're not. I don't know if people picked on him growing up and it's giving him this complex or whatever, but, bruh, above all that, you're a bro. You're
you hear about the
Pacers, man?
That's true.
Did you hear about the Pacers game, Kel?
What about it?
Oh, you ain't. Oh, man. Yo, this guy. So him and Nembhard, you know, Nembhard is one of the good rookies for the Pacers.
The Pacers.
Solidly built. Yeah, so they got a trash talking on the court. So one of Ja Morant guys was, you know, he always got somebody on the floor. They had to
right.
escort this guy out of the game. That's how bad it got. So after the game, one of the SUVs linked to Ja Morant, a red beam flashed to one of the players' faces.
Oh,
and
wow.
And the security guard said it definitely was a gun.
Man.
See?
Yeah.
But see, they, I mean, I don't know. I don't know
it's
about
the situations, y'all.
It could
it's
be those little
things. Yeah, it could be a pointer. It could
be
a pointer.
Yeah.
It could be a pointer.
But
the guard said he saw a gun. The guard.
But you're on
that.
Some simple.
You paid to say that. Of course he's going to say that.
You are on some simple, childish time.
Right.
Situation
right.
to use a pointer or whatever the beam
anything.
Was at someone. Listen, bro. Get the hell away from them Bammers, man. Get away from them.
No,
Bammers,
come
bring
bro.
You down.
No, switch lines
bring you
with
down.
Me, my man. Go punch a clock every day.
You know,
they
you
can
know,
bring them down.
Wake up at 4:30 in the morning, get dressed, and catch the train. Do that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's gonna happen, y'all. Y'all ever see when Carmelo Anthony was on there with Gilly the Kid? And he said what happened.
Yes, sir.
That's what's about to happen to Ja Morant.
Yep.
The commissioner
that's exactly
have
right.
a talk with him. They're going to tell him
back.
Look. And FBI, they're going to say, we know all you boys. We know what y'all are doing.
Back.
Look at that joint with Carmelo Anthony. What was going down up in Baltimore.
You preaching, man. You're preaching,
Doc. They're getting ready to go to him.
Yeah,
they getting if all this stuff going on, they getting ready to have a sit down talk with him. Either he gonna destroy his life, or he gonna get his sugar honey iced tea together. Simple as that.
Come
yeah.
on,
and
man.
That's all.
Remember
that.
Iverson, homie?
Yeah, same with him.
Yeah, yeah. But I
ain't nobody got
send
me that. Ain't nobody got send me that. I'm worth $80 million.
Ben Zokel's Corner is a praying show. I'm going to pray for the brother that he grows up and the people around him get some sense about what the heck going on, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
We see stories all the time about people being senselessly caught up in situations. Now, what if that red beam was the other way around? You know?
Exactly.
Come on, bruh.
Exactly.
Get yourself together, man. And
yep.
Listen,
right.
great topic, y'all. Great topic. But I want to move on to Kobe's wife. And Kobe's wife was awarded $28.5 million. $28.5 million because she said the crash and the showing of the crash was tremendous. A shock to her
it's
and her children. It was thank you. That's my co-host. Devastating to her and her children. So she sought a redemption from that. Now, you got these other people who were in the helicopter as well. Their families are like, well, hold up. Kobe wasn't the only one that was showed. It wasn't just Kobe on display. Our family
right.
were on display as well. Now they're going after the NBA and the news broadcast and everybody saying that how can you reward one if you're not rewarding us all?
Because one sued and the rest didn't. They're plain and simple.
Exactly. That's it.
Go get a lawyer and sue like she did.
Mm-hmm.
You got all the proof. What's going on?
I think it was hush money.
Yeah, and I think with her, you think it was hush money?
Yeah.
And
because they killed that boy. They killed them people on that plane.
That's I don't agree with that.
These are my thoughts alone.
My thought, that was my thought too. I'm just saying
for the show. This is for the show, not 257. This was for the show. I'm just saying, these are my thoughts. These are not Kale's Corner's thoughts. These are my thoughts. Because everybody, it was supposed to have been a joint thing where all of them were supposed to be there. And then it ended up being just her at the end of all of everything that happened. If you can go back and look at it, Google it, do whatever you need to do, that's how it ended up. They all started out together as a group. All of a sudden, it was just her. It was just Vanessa Bryant. She was awarded. It didn't take us through the whole lawsuit or nothing. I mean, you know, it wasn't no, like, follow-up, and then this is happening, and this happening. It was like she filed the lawsuit, and then, boom, you got the $28.5 million. Boom, just like that.
Well,
and I'm like,
it was
what the hell happened?
It was actually $28.8 million. But she had been going to court, though. I had seen things that, because Gabrielle Union was going to court with her, and Lala had been going to court with her, you know, before. So I had seen some in the past, but I don't know how often. But I did see them, you know, talk about it months before.
They didn't keep us abreast like they would have done if had it been everybody together. Like, it was some of the stuff I think was smooth under the rug, like, you know, pushed under that rug a little bit, and then they covered it up, they stomped on it a little bit so it could mellow out, and then all of a sudden she was awarded $29 million.
Yeah,
well,
I was looking at the
numbers. $29 million.
Talk about playing them in the lottery.
Yeah.
I was like associated with Kobe. I'm like, eight is his number. Then also, 2 divided by 8 is, you get 4, and you got that 24, so, yeah. 2, 8, 8.
Come on, team, you with me?
And she paid. But like you said, the other people, they didn't get paid. They deserve something, too, though, you know.
Yeah,
even though she donated to his organization, the other organization, but the other people deserve to get something, too. And although they might not have had enough money to pay for high-priced lawyer or whatever, but it's just travesty all the way around, and still.
All those
know,
people were well-to-do. None of those people were in a position to afford a lawyer. So they just didn't. She started off with her complaint. She was the first one to come out with a complaint against the city, against the police.
She got
her lawyers and everything, and they filed their suit
money,
separately. From how, well, hey, a lawyer's a lawyer. Them people weren't destitute. All them people, they lived in a rich neighborhood.
I,
they were all
I,
had
I,
money.
I, you're right. I'm
you
not
know,
I'm not disputing that. You're right.
Who,
I'm not disputing that. You're correct.
Gigi's best friend, the one that died on the plane with her, their parents were the first ones to come out with the lawsuit against the people. They were the
Vanessa,
first ones
Vanessa
came out
was
with
the first one to sue the city.
Okay, you got it. I want to see the proof, because that little
Come
girl,
on,
her,
hey,
mama,
y'all.
Her mama, they were the first ones who came out with the lawsuit.
Hey, y'all, look, real quick, I want to lighten the mood a little bit. I text 007 and told him, Kale's Corner, bruh. Guess what 007 did, y'all? He had that moment.
A 007 moment?
I looked at my phone, and my phone was beeping. Come on in, 007. What's up, bro?
What's up, 007?
Ain't none. Hey, look, I'm live at Capital One Arena. Hey, y'all know what it is, but I heard about
the bathroom.
Look, stop. 57, stop. Hey, look, check this out,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
With the lawsuit thing, I agree with somebody said that lady supposed to got some money. You know, it shouldn't be about high-profile players. She's supposed to got some in the money, too, but I'm sure she's going to be taken care of. That's one. Number two, Miss Kobe Bryant. And number three, I hope these Wizards win tonight.
Let me say this, y'all. Y'all know how hard the boy is on Bradley Beal. Bradley impressed me with the defense that he was playing in Atlanta the other night. He impressed me.
Mm-hmm.
I went on Facebook. I went on Instagram. I went everywhere that I had talked him and recanted my words because he and all I'm going to say is that effort that I knew he could do was all I wanted out of Bradley Beal. So he gave me what I wished for the other night. And we were getting to the end of the game, and the Hawks still had the lead. Bill made a steal, threw an accurate bounce pass, a long bounce pass on the money, and where we normally see Bill's ball go out of bounds or is stolen by the other team, he really brought the Bradley Beal that I know he could be. He really brought that Bradley Beal out. So, hey, all props to him for that game.
I hope he continued that tonight.
Anyway, Bradley Beal is man. Listen, can we talk about Ben Simmons? Remember you?
Yeah, that
part. He said you remember him.
Yeah.
Hey, with that Ben, hey y'all, I gotta go because I don't want to get caught. I'ma holler at y'all.
All right, double up. Appreciate you.
Have a good night.
Travel.
Hey, Kill. Real quick, can I comment about what 57 was talking about as far as when you ask another question you asked is about Kevin Durant fit with Phoenix?
Yeah,
I totally agree with him. Like you say, and that's easy fit. But also remember, they played in the Olympics together. So, you know, it's like with ease. But Phoenix is very tough, but they need another bench player. They need some defense. They need because DeAndre can't do it by himself. That's what happened to them last time when they wore him out when he had to go against them big bodies, you know. And they need to play that other center a little bit more or get somebody else that's qualified to relieve him some. But other than that, they got a whip. You know,
DeMarcus Cousins still out there. Why you say that? He's not a team player. He should have got his anger issues together first. Like everything pisses him off. Like just somebody looking at him pisses him off. Like. I ain't got time for that.
Well, we've seen players play mad before. We've seen players play with aggression.
He don't play good mad. He don't play. He get attacked. Then next thing you know, he got another attack. Then he out the game. Ain't nobody got time for that. Go home, sit down.
But he hasn't hit nobody. He hasn't hit nobody in the groin. He hasn't been. He hasn't struck nobody.
That's fake man.
The ref got it off with DeMarcus Cousins, man. Because soon as he get out there, man, like you said, soon as he frown and start mugging, they gonna give him a tech, and that's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what
frown.
You right.
Frown.
You right though. Ted. He have not hit nobody.
It's just how you look at him. If you look at that, the way he turned his face up and be mugging,
that's fake.
Hey, man.
Yeah, that's fake.
That's the ref got it off for him, man. And you can see
fake
it. I agree. Some of them don't supposed to be a tech, but they give it to him anyway.
He's going to hurt the team.
Rasheed Wallace reffing. We see a lot of Rasheed Wallace reffing when it comes to DeMarcus Cousins. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He is. All right, y'all. We're gonna switch lanes here. We got to talk about the NFL draft, man, coming up. Lady T, you ready, boo?
I mean, my round's always in. Yeah, I'm ready, but I ain't, you know. We're going to be sitting down waiting because we don't pick until round three.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, you want me to go?
We're going to take a quick break, y'all. 563-999-3782. If y'all get a chance, man, check out TNT Fashion. Check them out, y'all, for real. All right, we'll be right back.
The winner is MC Hammer.
Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, make me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to rhyme and to hype me? It's just good when you know you're down. A super dope homeboy from the hometown, and I'm known as such, and this is the you can't touch. I told you, homeboy, you can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we
Yeah, blast from the past. Let's bring on Kale's caller resident, Rev T.
What's up, Rev? I was over here having hammer time or time for the hammer or something like y'all was just talking about Rasheed Wallace. Let me tell you something. I seen Rasheed Wallace in his heyday when he was down in North Carolina in the mean streets of North Carolina, right? And let me tell you, son, he was a bad Bama jammer. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't just talking about on that basketball court. He wasn't a force to be reckoned with. And that look he gave you like he was going to cut you, he probably would have really had cut you, though. Rasheed Wallace. Yeah. he had the original. No, Rasheed Wallace, he was the prodigal son of how these youngers should wear their nappy hair. You know what I'm talking about? He wore his nappy head with pride. He ain't just wearing nappy. He wore it with pride and style. You know what I'm talking about? These youngers, their head just be nappy, be all in it and everything and stuff and everything. You know, I was looking, y'all, in there trying to figure out how I could pay $4.5 million to put TJ's champions on the can of chitlins. You know what I'm talking about? Just $5 million, because it's like that sound like hogwash, don't it? Sound like Dan Snyder, don't it? Right? Give me a D. Give me an A. Give me an N. What does that spell? Cheat. Oh, the players say they suffering up in that locker room. They say they suffering. Can't take a good cold bath. Can't take a bad hot bath. But the fans be up in that stadium taking baths, doing game time, don't they?
Okay.
Golden shower power hour. That's what they got. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, I ain't doing nothing but speaking the truth. The golden shower power. Let me stop. That sounds like one of them old Vanessa Del Rio porno movies. It's a golden shower power. I'm just saying, that's what they got. And so at the end of the day, I know he go 57. What the hell is Rev T talking about? 57, I really don't know what I'm talking about right now. But I know
you
one
psychic,
thing.
You psychic, bruh.
There's some players, man, right now about their practice conditions. You know what I'm talking about? They don't give a damn about no bubble. They don't give a damn about no bubble. They want to make sure when you put icy hot on them, they want that gush icy hot. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. When they get into a cold bathtub, they don't want to feel cramped up, backed up, locked out, won't let me out. I'm just saying. I just heard it through the grapevine. You know what I'm saying? Fans just about to lose their mind. We was just talking about Eric Bieniemy. How good and sweet it is to be loved by anybody. Hell, you know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. But now we back to talking about this. Oh, and let's not talk about, I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to get $55 million off these people. You know what I'm talking about? Without everybody knowing I'm going to get $55 million. You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, maybe I did tell Roger and threw him maybe about $10 million to shut his mouth. Oh, he might be out the door, too. Bye-bye, Roger. Roger, goodbye. Hold on. G-O-O-D-B-Y. What does that spell? Goodell? I'm just saying. Goodbye. You know what I'm saying? Goodbye to Goodell. It's coming. It's coming. But at the end of the day, though, I don't want to leave y'all, Miss T. You know I love you so much. 57, take me all the way to heaven.
I love you too, bro.
D&V, Kale, you know I'm talking to you in the back as I'm always raising here. You know what I'm saying? But Kale's corner,
no,
you know what I'm saying? And listen here. Take you to the journeys, to the waters. You know what I'm saying? But I got to go now because this schoolwork is trying to hold me down. TJ Sammy is down. Oh, can I say one more thing before I go, y'all?
Absolutely.
Oh, Mark 12 over there at Audi Field at the V Street parking lot. They say ain't no party like a Rev T party because a Rev T party don't stop, right?
That's it.
Lime LLC, Rev T, and most of all, TJ's Champions, the Tavon Fennell Jr. Foundation, we bring it to the people the first ever DC's Defender tailgate. You know what I'm saying? Free of charge. You can park over in the lot at $50 or you can catch the train and walk on over. We're going to have food, hot dogs, pizza, or most of all, drinking. It's in DC and you can smoke till you choke. I'm just saying, I ain't playing. You got to be there, to be square, because they going to talk about it everywhere. Lord, I swear. Y'all know who this is. At DC Hype Man, say it with me. Come on, y'all.
Rev T.
Hey, man, I need some people to hit that donation button at tjsavvy.org now. I'm trying to send these kids to these games now. Help me now. Need a little help. Need some help, y'all. Need a little help. I love y'all so much. I got to go. Watch with me.
Hold on before you go.
Rev.
Before you go. Rev.
He hung up already. Yeah, he hung up already. That Bama need a lot of help. Lady
I was going to tell him to send me the information I posted on Kale's Corner. So, you know, let him know. I posted on Kale's Corner.
He sent it to me. TJ Champions.org. That's the name of the organization. TJS. Champions.org, one word.
Okay.
That's my Washington football team. They have a pick number 16 in the first round, 47 in the
Come
second,
on,
90, 97 in the third, 118 in the fourth, 152 in the fifth, 2 6 rounds, 143 and 215. And then our Mr. Irrelevant comes at 235 in the seventh round. Boy, we damn near going to make a whole team, y'all. You know what I mean? Unless we get some trades. Y'all know how that go. And nothing disgusts me more than to trade out of a pick and you're not getting more picks. That's crazy to me. But, hey, that's the way my organization does things. Sometimes I love the colors, so I'm with whatever they do.
Right.
Players that we're looking at, Joey Porter Jr., the quarterback from Penn State, Devin Washington, cornerback from Illinois, Lane Smith,
the quarterback from South Carolina, Kellick Ringo, from a quarterback from Georgia, cornerback from Georgia, excuse me, Brian Brock, a cornerback from Alabama, Kenton Simpson, a linebacker from Clemson, and Will Levine, a quarterback from Kentucky, and we're also looking at Christian Gonzalez, a quarterback from Oregon. I'm telling y'all, I'm looking at this thing, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cornerback prospects that we're looking at. So that tells me that they're okay with the rest of the defense. We just have to replace McCain, who we cut earlier in this offseason. That's the Washington football team. Tree, your turn, Tree.
I mean, we looking at safeties, tight ends, and a center right now. They're not sure who's going to be still, you know, available, because our picks are so far down the line. Like, we have three third round picks, like round three, third picks, pick number 99 and pick 100 and pick 101 in the third round. And then we have five round picks, 157, 166, and 173. And then we have a round six pick and then three round seven picks. So we just all over the place right now, but we're really looking at a center. Because we need a center. We lost our center, so we need a new center, a tight end, and a safety, some safeties. So that's what we're at right now. But we don't have, like, our eye on a certain person or people because we're so far down the line.
Well, San Francisco went to the playoffs with a quarterback that they drafted in the seventh round. So, hey. I ain't worried about y'all at all. I believe whoever y'all pick, y'all going to do what y'all need to do to get the most out of. You saw how Treece and I just went over and did that. You guys are going to have an opportunity. We want to know when your team picks. We want to know the name of your team, most importantly. And we want to know prospects that they are looking at. So that's everybody's assignment. And what I'll do is I'll text you ahead of time, let you know either Tuesday or Thursday is going to be your turn to tell us about your team, except for one person, 57. You up Tuesday. I'm letting you know right now. You're up Tuesday, 57.
Huckleberg.
Come on, Kirby. Come on, Kirby. What's happening?
He always called me that.
Hey, Kirby.
But, my Washington team does need a cornerback, corner, C-O-R-N-E-R, on the NFL Network. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock, they'll be showing all the defensive backs, corners, safety, free safeties, all that. So, anyway, I personally want Gonzalez. He's got closing speed. He can press. He can play in the box. He can do it all. He's very physical, and he's got good hands. I like him over Witherspoon. But the professional people, Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks and all of them got Witherspoon as the number one corner coming out of college. And I think it goes down personally. But, that's just an opinion thing. I watch film on both Gonzalez and Rocky Wheelie screeners. I like that. You know, it's some slimer not to hit, you know. Make that little snot bubble come up, you know, cold. And put it on, you know. But,
no doubt.
I would be happy with Witherspoon, but you know, I just personally like, you know, from what I saw, and then
I think we can always use a little depth of safety, you know. But Gonzalez has a little more speed than Witherspoon has, and you know he can get in there on that corner blitz.
Let me say this, Kirby. I hope we never run a corner blitz, and I'll tell you why. All season, we witnessed our team getting pressure with the front four. And if they want to blitz somebody, we have linebackers that are capable. I don't believe in leaving receivers to the safety or the free safety. I just don't. That never sits right with me. Now, that's just me, my opinion. But I'd rather we use our front four and our linebackers on blitzing and use those corners to cover because a lot of times we got beat last year because they ran a corner blitz and the quarterback saw what was coming, knew what was coming, knew where he was going with the ball, and it's the other team's first down or touchdown. You know, so I don't believe in making your defense that vulnerable by releasing cornerbacks to blitz. Now, I could be wrong.
Well, the other side of the coin is that the quarterback can't hurt you if you don't blitz to the safety. You know, he can't do nothing about it. You know, so I'm not saying a lot of corner blitzes, but I'm saying that you need to have that package once in a while, you know, certain situations. But you are right. Our front four is very capable of putting pressure and pushing that center back into the quarterback so he can't step up. And, you know, we got some good edge rushers and stuff. So, you know, you're probably more right than I am on it. I just like that. You know, your quarterback's probably the fastest man on the team. You know, he's faster than linebacker. You know, so if he's not blocked, he can get in there in 3 seconds. You know, so.
Yeah, hey, that's a good point. But too many times, I've seen our corners not get there in 3 seconds, and now we got a receiver running wide open, butt naked, nobody touching him. And I'm like, man, why did they call that? And not just the corner blitz, I hate the zero blitz. Don't zero blitz, man. They can hit a running back out the backfield, and he scamper up the field 15, 20 yards. Before he's touched. No, stop the zero blitz. Stop that corner blitz. You can get pressure with your front four. And if you need to, use a linebacker to come in there. Linebacker, you say? Bobby Wagner happens to be available. He happens to be available. And Bobby Wagner loves to play behind the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, if you need to get him, go ahead and get him. I could care less, but no corner and no zero blitz. Go ahead, Kirk.
Okay, I'll go with that. I mean, you got a strong point there, but we have somebody that can do the, you know, the pressing and play in the box and outside and inside there, you know, zone and man, you know.
Yeah, I'm
this,
cool with that.
That's
good.
Cool. Yeah, you know, Ringo from Georgia's good. You know, there's a
Kirby. I got one question I want to ask you, Kirby.
Okay.
Have you taken off your Kills Corner T-shirt yet? you still rocking it.
Well, I have, you know, that I take a bath every Saturday night when I need it enough.
So, oh my goodness! Not every Saturday.
So I always take it off on Saturday.
Okay.
But I'm wearing it now. I wore it Tuesday and I'm wearing it now, and I'm proud of it. You know, your callers, the guests, they all know the sports. You know, they know what you're talking about. And they're good people, you know. So
yes, they are.
So I was enjoying listening to the show.
Even when they don't want to be, Kirby, they still good people.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. Well, you ain't always right, Tim. I tell you that right.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not at all. Hey, Nick. I one time said Kirby wasn't a jerk.
That's a good one.
You have proven me wrong.
Yeah, well, he always called me jackass. But show it really is. You cover all the sports and everything. I feel bad about this boy, Corey. You know, got himself into that mess. You know, got all the talent in the world. I think it's a shame, you know. But when you're young and dumb, you don't always use.
Yeah. They especially now with the attention span that some of these youth have, they react quicker than they think, you know.
They're gonna think about the consequences. Yeah, right.
That's what I mean. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we just gonna hope that these dudes get themselves together and realize the opportunity that is before them. Okay.
Right.
Great comments, Kirby. Great comments. Lady T, you said that y'all have three picks in the third round.
Yeah.
Hey man, that third round be having some jewels in it.
But we all the way down at the bottom, 99, 100. And you're right, because we got Purdy in round seven, the 242, the last pick of the draft. He was the very last pick of the draft. Like, it wasn't no more after him.
Right.
So you're right. You're right, Kevin.
Mr. Irrelevant. And Mr.
That's
exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right, Ted. That's what they called him in college, Mr. Irrelevant.
Yeah.
Well, our Washington team has got to beef up our offensive line. I like this big kid got red hair and red down.
Uh-huh.
He did good at the Senior Bowl. I think he'll be a first rounder myself. I can't remember his name. He's a big old boy.
One thing I love about the draft, I love when nobody really knows who's going to go first. And teams are actually picking by need, not by, this player is this and that player is that. No, I like when teams are actually – picking players, and you can look at it and say, oh, yeah, they needed a guard. Oh, yeah, they did need a tackle. Oh, San Francisco, a center? Yeah, they needed a center out there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I can't stand when a player's name, before he's played one down in the NFL, gets him drafted or picked. It's like, Come on, man. You disrespecting, you know, all the other players who are currently in the league. You know what I mean? I can understand you finding someone young and raw and developing them. And it's cheaper.
For real, for real. Because when you go into free agency, when you go into free agency, man, you got to spend some money. You have to spend some money. And you know, they call it free agency, but ain't a thing free about it.
Ain't nothing free about it. Nothing.
You know, if I could change one thing about the combine, it would be they would have to run the 40 in full pads and uniform, helmet, and cleats and everything, because I want to see functional speed. I mean, you'd be a 4.3 in shorts and track shoes, but, you know, you put all that other stuff on, you ain't 4.3 no more, you know.
Well,
if he's a small frame and all that, he's going to be 4.5.
Trent Williams, big butt. He ran a what, a 4.8?
4.8. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this to that, Kirby. That is deceptive because Jerry Rice had combine speed and he had football speed. And we all saw throughout his career there was a difference. There was a difference.
Yeah.
And I'm with you on that. Yeah, they should make some players or all players run with their full uniform pads and all, but I don't think it'll be fair to the players, really, because when you're in the moment of the game, everything clicks up. And we'll see a 4.3 run a 4.1 or 4.0 flat. Daryl Green, everybody thought that he wasn't as fast as he really is. It wasn't until that game versus Dallas, where he ran Emmitt Smith down.
Dorsett.
When he ran Dorsett down from the back and tackled him, everybody was like, wow. Well, they said dude was 4.45 coming out of the combine. No, football speed and just running track speed is two different things. It's two different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Regardless of that, these young men nowadays, they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, they're healthier, you know,
I don't know about healthy.
Yeah, because they like glass.
Yeah, like Jim Brown said, these dudes are athletic body, but they as fragile as porcelain. Because you don't know, you know, they miss I don't know how many games and plays and all of that stuff because these dudes just can't keep up. They're injured almost all the time.
They can't stay healthy.
No. They cannot stay healthy, you know. So, you know, it's a double
example of that.
Not just your team.
We go down. It's like one after the other. One this week. The next week is two go down. The next week somebody else go down. I get tired of defending them, saying next man up. I get tired of that. Like, come on, just stand up on your own two feet. Lord, at first.
Right. Well,
they're going to have to get scab players. Remember the scab players? They're going to have to go get them pretty soon.
Yeah. Because they're going to want to stay out there on the floor. They ain't going to want to come back over here and sit on the sideline. Because they know once they come on and sit on that sideline, they might not get back in the game.
Definitely. Because if I was a scared player, my pants and my pads could be holding my leg on, and I ain't coming off the field. Yeah, me? I need that bread.
You don't want to
be okay.
Well, there's no substitute for talent and experience, you know, like on the basketball court.
True.
My shot. I mean, that's just like a flea crawling up an elephant's leg with rape on his mind. I mean, that's just kind of hopeless.
Randy, that's
looking
for
Kirby. Kirby.
I love y'all.
Yeah.
I swear I do. I love y'all.
Yeah.
But I got to get a last word, just last word to Ted. Come on, Ted. Come on through for us. Give us the last word.
Oh, wow. Wow. Hey, well, hey, thank you guys, and bless you guys. I want to just thank Kel's Corner, and just want to just praise Kel's Corner. Like you say, man, we laugh and joke, we fuss and get into it sometimes, but in all in all, we are family, and that's what family does. And we all come back and bring back love, you know. And so with that, exactly the words, Kirby, you expressed, man, was right on point. And just let's just continue to love each other, because this was a fun show. I mean, it was an excellent show. So fun.
Mm-hmm.
You had me laughing and continue laughing, you know, even though, as I say, we agree in some things and we disagree, but we all come back. So let's continue to keep Kel's Corner rolling and TNT Fashion rolling. And, hey, love y'all, and ain't nothing y'all can do about it.
That,
my
right,
man.
Hey, that was the best.
Great.
Yes.
Great,
yes.
Great. That was great,
guys.
Ted.
Listen,
that was
guys.
Great.
Thank you, Ted, for that. Thank you for that lovely, lovely last word. We really appreciate it. And I want you guys to keep Uncle Byron in your prayers, Grandma, which is Hermina. Keep Aaron in your prayers for his daughter, because he hasn't been back on here, you guys. So if y'all have his number, reach out. I have reached out. Aunt Tina and Uncle Shorty. We all need to, you know, Kel's Corner, y'all know how we do. Prayer Warriors, activate. Boom. That's that. DMV Kel and his team would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. DMV Kel and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kel and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kel's Corner on Instagram at Kel's Corner and on Facebook at Kel's Corner. You know what? You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKelMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, keep everyone in your prayers. Love somebody and love on them hard, you guys. We love you, and we'll see you right back here on Tuesday. Thank you, and have a great weekend. Kel?
Hey. Let's go, Wizards. Let's go, Wizards. Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby. Hey, Tree said it. I'm going to reaffirm it. We love you guys, man. And thanks, Ted, for that word, man. That was a good last word. Don't forget, 57, you and I'll say Tang. You and Tang. I want to know what Pittsburgh doing in this draft. And I want to know what Dallas is doing in this draft. All right? Y'all have a safe weekend. Enjoy this. And if we miss the story, trust, we'll get to it. We will get to it. Thanks to my online corner crew.
Yeah.
At Kel's Corner, holding it down like y'all do. Thanks to all the in-studio, live in-studio guests. Debo, I'm going to holler at you in a minute. Chief. I'm coming to get them Timberlands, man.
I know you are.
I got a funky, funky vibe with a funky style. I got a funky, funky vibe with a funky, funky style. I got a funky vibe with a funky, funky style. I got a funky vibe with a funky, funky style. People, Rickety Rock, it was my favorite cartoon. After marriage, the honeymoon. I'll be damned, jack me with the spoon. Like an Eskimo. Here's a backstage pass to a funky show. Come give me a kiss under the mistletoe. Greg Knight, my life like a fairy tale. Hawker was a great big whale. I knew a fat girl who broke the scale. You won't say yo, I won't say yo. High and sale, I must excel. Took a little test, I passed and failed. Break, club, no need to hit him. Skins, you got him, I wanna get rid of.
Yeah. funky, funky style. Funky, funky rhyme with a funky, funky style. I got a funky rhyme with a funky, funky style. Got out of my bed about 8. And then I called Greg Knight cause it wasn't too late to get some skins and come around the block. Cause man, my tip is harder than a rock. He said bet. So I let Greg Knight call this girl named Anna Zek. Anna Zek, the teacher's pet. You sure she's gonna come on this deck? He says, Scooby, don't you fret. My swift is on his way, yo, quiet as kept. The tall, slim, fly kid with dope steps. Yep, coming with a box of hats. Yo, Greg Knight, is that girl all that? He said, Scooby, the skins is fat. I don't beg cause I'm not at Begonia. I dress warm so that I won't catch pneumonia. My rhymes are stronger than ammonia. I'm a diamond, you're a cubic zirconia.